This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey there, this is Stuart Howe with the White Rose Resistance Hour on RBN. Thank you for joining us today. It is Saturday, March 3rd, 2021, and I'm glad you could join us. I've got a great guest for you coming on. She's an amazing young lady. She is, she's like nobody I've ever met before. She is an author, a teacher, and she's a fierce adversary of the New World Order. I think you're really going to like her. Her name is Janice. It's like Denise, but with a J. And I think I may have her on the line now. Janice, are you with us?
I am with you, Stuart. Good to be here. Can you hear me?
I can, and I hope you're hearing me okay. I spent the entire morning, I started at 11, dealing with the telecom giants, getting my phone service switched over because I had no working phone. And so I think I'm on the verge of having a working phone and internet system. So I'm glad you're on, and I hope this works out. My headset from my old phone doesn't work with a new phone, so it's a work in progress. But thank you for coming on. I'm hoping you can introduce yourself a little bit to our guests this afternoon.
Well, my name is Janice Barcello, and my work is actually focused on exposing the medical establishment as part of this sort of satanic attempted takeover of the earth. I've been blowing the whistle on the abuse of infants and mothers during hospital birth and, of course, during prenatal care. And actually, I've written two books, and one of the books is on the topic of ultrasound. And I learned that ultrasound is actually radiation. So they've been lying to us about the alleged safety of this wicked technology, which is even worse than wireless, basic wireless radiation, because ultrasound is actually a combination of electromagnetic radiation and acoustic radiation. So you have a double attack on developing babies while they're in the womb. And of course, this is actually quite methodical and deliberate. It's very well planned out, the myriad ways that they are attacking our genetics, our fertility, our ability to have a fully functioning brain. The trauma is extensive. It's extremely heavy. In almost every hospital birth, I think 95% of hospital births are considered traumatic, and at least half of those are considered severely traumatic. So we've got a very serious situation that's been going on for decades with this Luciferian cult, you know, trying to alter us so that we will be slaves to them.
Yeah.
And the overwhelming majority of us have been slaves, but many of us are waking up and no longer willing to play that game. You know, we want our sovereignty and we want our freedom. And I'm at the point where I want these creatures off the earth. I don't think that they're human. I think they're intruders into our dimension. And I really feel that we can't coexist with them because they won't stop. They've been doing this for centuries, trying to, you know, genetically alter us and keep us enslaved. They refer to us as goyim, which means cattle. So that's really how they see us, as their food and as their flock, their herd. That's where they came up with the term herd, herd immunity, you know, is because we are the herd to them. We are the ones that need to be kept in line and to be kept enslaved and to be kept as food. So this is a very, very deep topic, and it's multi-layered and multifaceted. And of course, the wireless.
Indeed.
Yeah, of course, the wireless issue is fundamental to the control system. Not only does it.
Right, Denise. Before we move into the realm of EMF with the Wi-Fi and whatnot. I really like the talk that we had last weekend. We touched on, we basically unpacked the birth trauma-based mind control issue a bit. And being male myself, I was subjected to, as many, many fellow men are subjected to, the birth trauma-based, the shock, the traumatic experience of being circumcised at birth. And can you just unpack that a little bit? Because I think that's a really important component to speak of, because it affects, you know, roughly half of the population of the Western world. And me personally, and I don't think it gets talked about enough, but it really is a large and largely overlooked component of what we're talking about. Can you unpack that a little bit for us?
I could unpack that in a very deep way. I've written a book, you know, with an 80-page chapter on circumcision. It's called Birth Trauma and the Dark Side of Modern Medicine. And circumcision is by far the most violent, the most horrific, and the most evil of all of the various forms of trauma-based mind control that are being used during hospital birth to alter people's minds. And actually, I do believe that it's the circumcision trauma that explains why the men in the United States have not stepped up to fight against this cult. I do believe the imprinted helplessness of being strapped to a torture board, literally, they make these boards called circumstraints that have little baby body cutouts that the baby is placed into the cutout on the board, and the baby's arms are strapped, the baby's legs are strapped. Sometimes the baby has a pacifier shoved into its mouth so that it is choking on its screams while these sadistic psychopaths, please let me finish this because this is critically important for people to get. While these sadistic psychopaths cut in to the most vulnerable and sensitive part of the male body. Now, I want people to understand that the foreskin is adhered to the glands of the penis. It's kind of like your fingernail. So if somebody were to come in and shove a sharp metal probe in between your fingernail and your finger and then rip it off, that will give you a sense of what is going on and what they're doing to infants. Except, of course, ripping a fingernail off is much more mild than having your genitals, you know, they're experiencing genital torture, these infants, straight out of the gate, within 24 hours, up maybe 48 hours after birth, okay? They've no chance to bond with their parents because they're whisked away and they're literally tortured like this with parental approval. These parents are not asking a single question. And I will say that this is done 96% of the time in the United States with zero anesthetic.
Oh.
So these babies, many of them, I mean, this is what they're looking for because this is satanic ritual abuse. And this is a method used for trauma-based mind control. And many of the babies will dissociate, meaning that the level of extreme harm, pain, violation, betrayal, you know, grief, abandonment, all of these feelings that will overwhelm the infant system cause the soul to depart the body. And it is at this point that an alter personality can be called into the body. And the alter personality will, of course, be conditioned to operate in service to the cult, the Luciferian cult. This infant is being initiated.
Denise, just to interject, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't this also a key component of MK Ultra and trauma-based mind control with adults?
I don't know if circumcision is occurring with adults. It might be.
Oh, no,
during
no.
MKUltra.
I just mean causing severe pain to cause a disassociation and create an alter personality. Just other forms of pain and torture.
Yes, this is exactly right. This is what they do. They try to get the spirit to leave the body so that alter personalities can be called in. In fact, this is what transgenderism is. These are alter personalities that are a result of mind control and ritual abuse. Now, not all trans people who identify as transgender have been ritually abused in the same way that infants being, you know, male infants being born in American hospitals are. But certainly these young people are under severe mind control as a result of this cult taking over the educational system and mind controlling the very young students through that system. In any event, that's what transgenderism is. These are alter personalities that emerge as a result of extreme abuse. And this is what the cult is looking for. This is how they get so many people involved in the cult, is through this kind of ritual torture, which is systematically being done to people in the music industry, people in Hollywood. You know, there's a lot to this. But suffice to say, all of us that were born in hospitals, have undergone systematic torture and ritual abuse through hospital birth protocols, circumcision being by far the worst one of all. The attack against the male energy is very extreme and very severe, and this particularly now is going for white men, the vicious assault against white men that needs to be talked about and exposed for what it is. A lot of these creatures responsible for this look white. They are not white.
Yeah.
Not of the white race. They are not of white ancestry. They are of a different bloodline completely. And this bloodline is an interspecies bloodline. That's a combination of Anunnaki genetics and human genetics. And
well,
in this particular blood... Yeah,
that,
exactly.
That
the Anunnaki genetics... It does. In this particular bloodline...
They're devoid of care. They're devoid of empathy. And they're basically, would you describe them as psychopathic?
Yes, they are. They are. The Anunnaki are a species that does not have emotions. Okay, they operate solely from intellect, and they have very little departure from set goals. And these goals can be carried out over millennia. That's how methodical, and it's like they are artificial intelligence. That's really what they are. And when they you know, if we look at the biblical story of Eve, it's been right there in front of us the entire time. These beings were on the earth during what is called the Garden of Eden time, and Eve was beguiled by one of these beings. She was beguiled by the serpent, quote unquote. These beings are reptilian in nature. So she had sexual relations with one of these beings and produced a creature called Cain, who was an interspecies mutant. And I have seen rabbis talking about this, the fact that Cain was extremely deformed because he carried the serpent seed. He was not human. He was a mutant. And these very same mutants exist today and are pushing the interracial agenda in order to make us more like them. In other words, there are races on this earth with genetics that are designed in a specific way by the Creator. And these races can only maintain their racial integrity if they do not interbreed with other races. If they do interbreed with other races, then their genetics are weakened. Their intelligence is weakened. Everything about them is weakened. And this is what they are promoting at this point in order to make us a bit more like them. Since they're interspecies, the least they can do to us is to make us interracial in order to degrade what the Creator has brought forth. You have to understand that these beings hate the Creator. They hate us especially because we are the pinnacle of the Creator's creation, you see. So they take great delight in mutating, morphing, and destroying what the Creator has brought forth. That's why the earth is being so severely poisoned. That's why we
yes.
are being so severely attacked.
Yes.
It's because
now,
they're doing everything they can.
I need to interject, Janice. We're coming up on a break here in about a minute or two, and I want to continue this on the other side, but it seems to me that they're taking a good run at us right now. Folks, please stay with us. We'll see you on the other side of the break. For now, we're at the Communication Network, RBN, White Rose Resistance Hour. Thank you.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus.
$500 gets you two Commander memberships at Front Sight. $500 for two Commander memberships. Give one to whomever you would like.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
White Rose Resistance Hour on RBN. It is Saturday, March 20th, and this is Stuart Howe, your host. I have Janice with us, and wow, what a topic, Janice. This is it's mind-blowing, but you know, it really clears up a lot of things, because this other group that's here with us on the planet clearly is not human. It lacks the empathy and compassion, and is basically, as you pointed out, really trying to usurp the powers of God and control everybody on the planet. And to a large degree, they've gotten away with quite a bit, but it seems that lately there's reason to be hopeful because people are becoming aware of it through, the wonderful teaching of people like you and other people that are waking up and becoming willing to face this unpleasant reality that there is a subhuman species here posing as an elite ruling class, as a royalty or whatever they want to, believe that they are, which, of course, we know they're not. They're dysfunctional beings, and they want us to be subservient, but we really need to get rid of them. So thank you for bringing this up, and please take the conversation wherever you'd like, because you clearly have done a ton of research, and it's wonderful to hear you lay this all out for us.
You know, it's interesting because it's more than doing research. It's my consciousness, my awareness of this information is also because I've healed so much of my trauma. Once I became conscious of the trauma and I was gifted with a tool of subtle energy medicine that really helped me heal this trauma, it enabled me to reconnect with my soul. Or let me say, the information that comes through my soul. So most people are still in an extremely traumatized state. They don't realize it. They don't realize how it affects them or how it affects their ability to receive and transmit information from source, from our source. But the trauma is, this is why they're traumatizing us, because they can immediately create a disconnect with the divine mind through the trauma. And the trauma, of course, starts with conception. This is a very deep topic, and I don't think we have time to go there today, but suffice to say that they have manipulated us to such an extent. I've done a talk that you can find on YouTube on pornography. If you type in my name and you really search, you'll find it. They've tried to delete it multiple times, but it keeps popping back.
I need to interject. Now would be a good time. We have a very short segment before the next break. Could you please let people know how they can find that video and how they can find your books and how they can find your work? I would love for people to be able to explore your work.
If you go to my birth website, BIRTH, birthofanewearth.com, you will find information about my books, my birth trauma book, my ultrasound book, my book about wireless radiation. You'll find it all on my website. And also you'll find a double DVD set regarding the pornography issue. But I also did a live talk at the Free Your Mind Conference in 2016. That's about half of the double DVD set. And that talk you can find on YouTube, and I can't tell you where. You have to type in my name and type the word pornography next to it, and you'll begin to understand the manipulation of sexuality. You know, in the 1940s and 50s, it was pretty much unheard of for people to be having sex outside of marriage. And I think it was about 10% of babies at that time in the 1960s that were born out of wedlock. And now those numbers went up to 40.
Before we move any further away from this, could you spell your name for people so that they can find you? Because you have a very unique name.
Yes, my name is spelled J-E-A-N. I-C-E, B as in boy, A-R-C-E-L-O. You can contact me at JaniceBarcello@yahoo.com or go to my website, birthofanewearth.com.
Excellent. Well, we have a break here. Please stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms or you have a concealed weapon permit and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Meanwhile, back in the year one, when you belonged to no one, you didn't stand a chance, son, if your pants were undone, 'cause you were brave for humanity and sold to society. One day you'll wake up in the present day, a million generations removed from expectations of being who you really want to be. Skating away, skating away, skating away on the thin ice of a new day. Hey, 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 hey. So as you push off from the shore, won't you turn your head once more and make your peace with everyone? But those who choose to stay will live just one more day to do the things they should have done.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. We're on the other side of our break here. Thank you for getting through the break with us here. We're on the other side. We're going into our... Yeah, this is going to be our last good side segment here, and we're with Janice. And before we get back with Janice, I want to take a minute and just thank Republic Broadcasting Network. If you have the ability to support them, they really need support. It's a wonderful thing to be able to go on air and talk about anything. There's no forbidden subjects at RBN, and I thank them for that. I also want to thank and try to maybe rally some support for peoplesrights.org and Ammon Bundy and 21st Century Wire, Patrick Henningsen, One Great Work Network, Mark Passio, and, of course, the wonderful James Corbett at Corbett Report. So thank you, RBN, for having me on. And, Janice, thank you for being with us. It's amazing the things that you're the subjects you're getting into. I hope everybody will continue on to more of your work. But the wonderful thing that we talked about last weekend, one of the things that you unpacked a little bit is your success in dealing with these creatures, with these would-be ruling class predators that are basically subjugating humanity to slavery, and the importance in dealing with them of shifting from a defensive posture on our part to an offensive position, because we really need to defend ourselves. And we're in the right. We need to take the high ground and, just say, no, enough is enough. And you defective creatures need to stand down, and they need to be dealt with, for the better of mankind. So I'm hoping you can talk a little bit about that and standing in our power as human beings against them.
I'm not sure how deep I want to go into this topic publicly, to be perfectly honest with you. What I do want to stress is that I do believe it's the learned helplessness, the imprinted helplessness from the circumcision trauma that has kept American men in a state of impotence in terms of dealing with this assault. I mean, I'm talking in the 1800s, prior to the takeover of the medical establishment by this cult, there would have been men in the streets with pitchforks and torches, and these son of a bitches, excuse my mouth, would have been hanging from lampposts, okay, long ago. And they're not. They're not being addressed. They're not even being confronted in any way. And the people that are coming forward to say enough are actually women at this point. And there's a reason for this. And the men in this country need to understand this, okay? I want to, 80% of the world's men are intact, meaning they have a penis the way the Creator designed it. They were not genitally tortured or mutilated in infancy or early childhood. And that's why you have such powerful men in countries like Russia, and places where they are not doing this to the men. The men in this country have been harmed in the most severe way imaginable. Their psyches have been affected. And a healing needs to happen for every person that has undergone this kind of torturous abuse. You have to heal the trauma if you are going to be able to step into your power, into your authority, and into your place on this earth as a conscious creator and as a kind creator. This is very, very important for people to understand that this mass healing needs to take place of the birth trauma. Please go to my website at birthofanewearth.com and look at that. And I will say, in response to the extreme attacks that are coming from every direction at this point, with the most severe and dangerous attack being the wireless radiation assault that most everybody is participating in by carrying a cell phone and by using Wi-Fi devices. Okay, almost everybody on this earth is contributing to their own self-destruction, in addition to wearing masks and all of the stuff that they're being told to do, that they're doing, cutting off their oxygen supply, basically murdering their children through this wireless energy and these masks. The whole planet needs a healing. Almost everybody on this earth needs to wake up to the birth trauma and to heal it. And it's also prenatal trauma and conception trauma because of how we've been abused and manipulated sexually to, you know, conceive babies as a side effect of fleshy indulgence. The overwhelming majority of children on this earth right now have been conceived haphazardly, and many times the parents do not want them. Many times the parents are murdering their children so that they can continue engaging in their carnal activity, which is 100% satanic. And they don't see it. They don't see it because they're under mind control. So I go very deep into this topic in my parenting program, which I'm in the middle of right now. People need to break the mind control. People need to heal their trauma. If we are to gain this earth for the humans, then we have to do this. And it's unfortunate that we have to do this kind of hard work to regain our power, to regain our connection to our soul, to regain our connection to our source. Most parents today don't even have a real connection with their children. The bonding has been so badly interrupted through the trauma. We're like, we are completely damaged by this group of entities. And we have to heal, and we have to understand what we're up against. With respect to the radiation issue and how I've dealt with it is by filing notices of liability against these creatures who are at the top of the organizations that have rolled out things like smart meters. Okay, the entire smart grid is a weaponized grid designed to kill us and all life on Earth. So if we want to come through this, we have to get that this is an assault. This technology is not benign. The creatures responsible for addicting us to these technologies are also not benign. They are wanting to kill us, but not before they can suck our life force by making us very sick and having us give all of our money to the medical establishment and hospices. So they have a very methodical way of doing things so that they can harvest every ounce of our life force. And those that are lining up and rolling up their sleeves to get this vaccine, okay, you're making a very big mistake. And you're likely not going to make it to the other side. In fact, it's very, very likely you're not going to make it because you have allowed yourself to be extremely genetically modified through what they're calling a vaccine. People are dropping dead left and right from these vaccines, including people in the medical profession, quote unquote, you know, nurses and doctors who are out there telling everybody to get vaccinated, being on live TV, getting vaccinated, and dropping dead days later. We need to wake up, people. This is not for our welfare. This whole thing is a lie. Viruses don't even exist. It's completely made up. It's fabricated. People are sick from radiation exposure. Every single symptom of what they call COVID is a symptom of what they call microwave illness from exposure to microwave radiation. They're covering it up by saying people are getting a virus. It's not a virus.
Now, Janice, is this, yeah. is this partly what you're talking about? I've read, and it seems to be accurate, that at 60 gigahertz, 5G radiation causes the same symptoms as altitude sickness, where the body does not uptake oxygen. And so people are showing symptoms of what is being wrongly attributed to this COVID hoax, but it's actually a symptom of 5G radiation. That's one thing I'd like you to touch on. The other is that this injection that they're calling a vaccine, which by definition it is not. It is an RNA and a DNA altering injection. It appears to be, and I'm hoping to get your input on this, something that interrupts the DNA's ability to transmit and receive from divinity.
Let me first address the issue with 5G, okay, to tell you it's not 5G that's the problem. 5G is a massive problem, but 4G and 3G have already killed people. Massive numbers of people on this earth have become deathly sick from exposure to 3G and 4G devices. Okay, so that's number one. Nobody's body is functioning properly in terms of the absorption of oxygen because of exposure to radiation. It changes our entire molecular structure, our DNA, our fertility, our organs are being attacked, every cell is being attacked.
And this is, of course, part of the agenda, correct? Let me go on.
Okay. 60 gigahertz, which is a 5G frequency, gets absorbed by the oxygen molecules, which means the body's ability to utilize oxygen is going to be pretty much nil with exposure to 5G. Now, the difference between 4G and 5G, one of the differences is that 5G is operating through a technology called beamforming. So these small cells, they each contain over 1,000 antennas that are constantly moving around looking for a 5G-enabled device to lock onto. And then they send their beam directly to the device. And if your heart happens to be in the middle of that beam and the device, you're going to take a hit. And if your body is in between the 5G small cell and your device, and that beam hits any organ, it's, you know, and it happens to be 60 gigahertz, then you're going to suffocate. Okay? That's what's happening. In Wuhan, of course, in Wuhan, China, they had activated massive numbers of 5G small cells, and many people went down with respiratory problems that they called a virus. I wrote an article about this on my other website, which is radiationdangerswithans.com. And I think the title of the article is COVID a cover-up for radiation sickness? People should read that article, okay, on my Radiation Dangers website. It's very well documented. But I want to stress 5G is not the problem. It is a very big problem. But the problem is wireless devices of all kinds. And the problem is us, because we are so in a state of collective psychosis right now that we are willingly participating in this irradiation of ourselves and our families.
Well,
by
that
using
brings me
these
to my
devices.
Next question, Denise, is the importance that you raised the last time we were together of noncompliance, and that part of the spiritual rules of engagement that you spoke of were that we need to state our noncompliance three times, whether it's in court or just in general, that we will not comply with vaccines, we will not comply with masks, we will not comply with having our God-given rights taken from us. So we're about to go to break, and we're getting near the end of the show, but I'm hoping that we can end on a note of what remedy looks like in your eyes and the importance of noncompliance.
Remedy does look like making the determination, number one, whenever you see a coexist bumper sticker with that little six-pointed star in the middle of it, you say, no, I will not coexist with these creatures. They have to leave the earth, period. They need to be expelled. This doesn't mean Jewish people in general, okay? It means those with enough Anunnaki genetics that are willing to kill all life forms in order to feel powerful, they need to get off the earth. And there are full-on Anunnaki here in terms of the what they call the royal bloodline, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. Those creatures absolutely need to be compelled to leave. And it's up to us to make that determination. Also, filing notices of liability against these people. And this is a process, and I'm not going to get into it. It's an in-depth process, but it's available.
Okay, we're going to break, Denise. We're going to break. Please stay with us. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. The White Rose Resistance Hour is Stuart Howe and Denise.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back, folks. You're back with Stuart Howe and Denise on the White Rose Resistance Hour on Republic Broadcasting Network. And Denise, thank you so much for being with us. It's It's been amazing to hear you break this all down for us, and we just have a few minutes left, but how would you like to wrap up? What would you like people to know moving forward in moving towards remedy and confronting these well, I'd say people, but these really these creatures, I believe you're right, that look very much like people, but really aren't. They lack the empathy, they lack the humanity, and we really need to purge our world of them. So, yeah, please, you know, spend a few minutes and take us out. We've got about 3 minutes before the end of the show, and it's much appreciated.
Okay. I just want to encourage people, please, rather than waiting for Jesus to come back or Buddha or for aliens to come and save us or anything like that, we really need to understand that we are the ones that we've been waiting for. We have the power of the Creator operating through us, moving through us. Our priority at this time should be to reconnect with the Creator, to reconnect with our spiritual core, to reconnect with our spiritual potency and power, and to make the determination that we are the rightful owners of this earth. These other creatures do not belong here, and we want them to go. We have to come to that conclusion that we're no longer willing to coexist with them, and they must go. We don't need to kill anything. We don't need to be violent. We actually can do it through our consciousness and through our will, through our willful intention to inherit this earth and to experience this earth as the good, the way the Creator designed us, without this interference of the dark side. It must go, they must go, and we must reclaim our home. We have an obligation to protect it, and we have the ability to do so, and we must do it. Please go to my website at birthofanewearth.com, birthofanewearth.com. Also, please see radiationdangers, with an S, .com. That's my other website. Read my article on whether COVID is a cover-up for radiation sickness. Open your eyes. Stay away from that damn vaccine, which is intended to turn you into a machine so that you will be like them, artificial intelligence, no capacity to feel anything. Of course, your body won't be able to survive very long because your body needs your spirit to animate it. And if the spirit fully leaves the body, it's going to go.
Well, that's it, Janice. Thank you. Thank you so much for being with us, Janice, and thank you, everybody, for tuning in. This has been another Saturday with Stuart Howe and the White Rose Resistance Hour. I love you guys, and have a great week. I will see you next Saturday.
Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Looking for a sign that the universe on my hands has written you into the passion play. Skating away, skating away, skating away on the thin ice of a new day.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.